We've had a number of experiences along that line, but the best that I know is Mrs. Robinson, of whom we often speak. God told her that she was going through a trial. You're going to be tested. The Lord knew what the devil would do. Tried to rob her of her life. And the Lord said, you're going to forget my promise. She said, no, I won't. I'm going to write it down. Put it where I can read it. She didn't. She came to the place. Elder Brooks was telling me that news came to him one day that Mrs. Robinson was dying, that her eyes were set, and that if he wanted to see her, he'd have to go immediately to visit her. He said, that woman can't die. He knew that. And she was dying. And she felt it. She felt her life ebbing away. Now, it would have been easy for her just to close her eyes and go. It would have been the most comfortable way to go to heaven. But she wanted God's will to be done. That's it. What did God say? That's God's will. And it's my business to say, thy will be done as it is done in heaven. That's what God gives me his word for. The exceeding great and precious promises are given to us that they might be fulfilled in us. Why do we have the baptism in the Holy Ghost? Because we've insisted on it. Why do we get healed when we're sick? Because we insist on it. God said it. Nothing else can satisfy my soul but the will of God to be done. And that's where we fail. We get used to our sicknesses. We tolerate them. We get used to our sins and our bondages, and we tolerate them instead of recognizing that what God has promised, he will perform. That's salvation. And so here was Mrs. Robinson dying. She was about 34 years old. And she said, Jesus, this looks like death. The Lord said, she had a gift of wisdom at that time. God spoke over her lips. The Lord said, it is death. Are you afraid? She said, no, Jesus, you didn't bring me thus far to drop me now. And presently the Spirit of God rose within her and commanded death to flee. She told us that she saw a dark power leave her. And next day Elder Brooks told me, now you know it, he's pretty blunt. He said, I went to see her, and instead of finding a dying woman, I found a woman that looked like a young 16-year-old girl with rosy cheeks and full of vitality and full of life. And he said, the power of God in that room, he said, a hog could have felt it. That's how he expressed it. Why, God had won the victory. It was necessary for that woman to stand her ground. It's necessary for you and for me to stand our ground. We ought to learn this lesson, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith is not feeling. Faith is being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he knows how to perform.